Most of the people who are doing the caring, as has been said earlier, are female, or generally, and they're also caring for the people that they love. They're caring for a sibling, they're caring for an elderly parent, they're caring for a child. And in a lot of those cases, they do it even if money was taken off them, never mind if they got money. And that needs to be recognised. This is out of absolute commitment to a person who is central to their life. And we all deal, I suppose, with people, particularly those who care for perhaps an adult child with disabilities that they have brought into the world, that they've kept and looked after, and fear the day when they will pass away and what will happen to that child. How will that child manage? And, you know, the trauma of all that is something that I think has to be recognised. And people have talked about, you know, the notion of respect and the notion of compassion and all of that toward people who provide this magnificent service, which the state would have to provide if they were not there to do it. You know, at the basis of it all, there has to be a recognition that people need to get a decent income that they can manage and survive on. And I have dealt with a number of people, and I have one lady in particular who's caring for a child for the last probably 25 years at this stage. And she's not entitled to the full carers because her husband works and there's an income coming into the house, naturally enough. And it just is such stress and such hardship on that particular woman that, you know, I have seen her over the past decade age hugely because the child that she's caring for is deteriorating and getting worse, and it's the worry about all of that that is putting such plight on her. I think the idea that, you know, the state has a role to play in ensuring that we respect people is fine, and you know, and very often we hear lots of words about how people need to be looked after and all of that, but at the end of the day, the way the state can provide for people is to ensure that they provide financially for their support. And I think the notion of carers allowance and carers benefit and the amount of money that's been put into it simply is not adequate for to reflect that support, and that we need to ensure that that happens. So, Minister, I think you need to listen to what is happening here, and we need to ensure that we provide for people into the future, and this budget coming up in the next couple of days' time needs to deliver.